619 ruined one, and she could announce the gas prices.
Why? What is that? I've never heard of this number.
Fatty loves the gas prices. Don't you remember when?
So yes, that he has a ruined fatty, number.
Oh God, what was his name?
He had Jeremiah.
The real Southern draw. Jeremiah, we used to call
him. Just called to tell you. Big Fatty, this is Jeremiah.
Jeremiah.
You know, the Shell company down the block has posted the price of $2 for the gas, and that is a highway robbery.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
619 ruined one.
What is that? I've never heard of this number.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2215 of the BFO for Monday the 25th of July 2016. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, we're going to tell you all about the weekend. Big Fatty, we're sitting with bated breath. Hello, Crema in July's Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, your crema and Julias. Because y'all, today, the 25th of July, marks a milepost in 2016. Y'all, it's only 5 months. 5 months until crema. Big Fatty, where has the year gone? I don't know, but... y'all, it'll be here before you know it. Y'all, I know I say it every month, but y'all, I'm telling you, the older you get, the faster the time goes. Big Fatty, we're on a bullet train in 2016. It's true. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, before you know it, the old gal out there in Walnut Hills will be watching that Father Knows Best Home for Grandma. Big Fatty, some things never change. See y'all telling you about the weekend. Last time I spoke to you was Thursday evening, recording the full rate. Little show, Big Fatty. It sounds like Red Rain is coming. It does. And y'all, the Thursday evening, of course, we had the Big Brother app, and y'all. They got rid of that Tiffany. She was that girl, what was that girl's name that was on? Vanessa. It was her sister. And y'all, bye Felicia. Big Fatty, who's Felicia? Well, bye Tiffany. Big Fatty, I thought you said her name was Felicia. No, it's Tiffany. Well, why'd you say Felicia? I don't know. But anyway, and y'all then on for right. It was a quiet day in the coal mine. Old Veda, you know, he is out there visiting Kansas City. Big Fatty, Kansas City. Yes, it's true. And he was going to some expensive movie on full rate. But y'all, it's quiet in the coal mine. And y'all, Larry Clyde took off. He took half a day off. And then y'all, the orange hat comes in and says, I think half of us are going to leave at 1 p.m. in the afternoon. And then the ones that leave this week will stay next week. And we'll just keep a skeleton staff. And I said, yes. And so y'all, of course, he took off. And y'all, a couple of us hung around to the end of the day, and y'all, there wasn't a whole lot going on. You know, the coal miners are starting to, you know, we're moving into coal mining season, so they're getting the preparations ready for the. For the new group of miners out of Cold Miner University, Big Fatty, and I came home and y'all, it was just a quiet. It was a quiet evening in the village. Y'all, we had a hard rain Friday afternoon. Big Fatty, it seems like we get those every day in the summertime. It's true. And and y'all, I mean, not limbs, but you know, pieces of limbs and all down in the yard of the villa. Big Fatty, did anything hit the villa? No. You lose some sticks and all that are up in the trees and everything. But y'all, I've had to call the landscaping service and just ask if they could fit me in. Big Fatty, fit me in during the. During either Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, because y'all on Thursday, my brother and sister-in-law, they're coming to Charleston. My niece, their daughter, is living here, but y'all, they're gonna be staying with me Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. Y'all, I was hoping the landscaper could fit me in early in the week, so the villa, the lawn, the gardens, if you will, would look nice when they got here. Yes, Big Fatty. And so y'all, I've sent a message, and he said he will be here either today or two. I say Tuesday. Big Fatty, lovely. And y'all, I still hadn't gotten a bill from him since last November. Big Fatty, you'll have a big surprise come Grandma. Y'all, that is Big Fatty, you almost threw up that I did. That is, what is that? Big Fatty, it's those Oreo fins. Yes, that's what it is. Y'all, yes. But anyway, what was I gonna say? Big Fatty, we don't know, but for right night, y'all, they had a special episode of the Big Brother, y'all, they had that Battle Back, the Battle Back competition, and y'all, it was interesting to see how they had, because I wasn't quite sure how they were going to do it, and the interesting thing was, as people were evicted, the first five people were evicted, they sent them to different houses to stay in. They stayed by themselves, and I guess that way they couldn't talk to the others and get information and things like that and get an advantage if they were to go back in the game. And so, y'all, what they had done is after each had a household competition during the first the few weeks, they had they brought like the number one guy, the Joe Batanz, and that Josiah, and they did the same had a household competition kind of thing, but they were playing to get back into the game. Then the next week, Josiah won that one. Big Fatty, no surprise there. They brought Victor. Took on Josiah, and they had the tennis ball thing there. Victor was victorious. Then the next one, it was Bronte and Victor, and y'all, it was some sort of picture competition, Victor was the victor there, and then the last one was the against Tiffany, Victor was the victor there, Big Fatty, and y'all, they had the chin bot wearing the same dress, because they would film them as they occurred. So the Jetbot was wearing the same dress on each of those. So it looked like she was just right there. Big Fatty, what if they just filmed it and she was watching it then? Well, I guess that could be. Anyway, y'all, they sent Victor back in the house. And, y'all, they've, thank goodness, they've done away with those damn teams. I hated those damn teams. So, anyway, that's over with. And, Sunday night, they're going to have the head of household competition. Y'all, we'll see how the game changes. Yes, Big Betty. And, y'all, there's evidently some secret room or something that, if they find the clues, they can, go in the secret room. Big Betty, the secret room. That sounds like a book Oprah, would write. Well, maybe it was on her book club. I don't know. But y'all then, got up on Saturday and had my coffee and read the newspaper, and, y'all, I just piddled. Big Fatty, did you clean it up? Piddled around the villa, and, y'all, then, the turnip head, and Shirtless Jay, they did the underpants show. Big Fatty, where was Urban Guy T.O.? Well, he's very busy. Very busy. He had to take a dump. Big Fatty. They had their little show, and Big Fatty was in the chat room and everything about that. And y'all, it was quite good. Y'all, if you haven't seen, you know, Shirtless Jay used to do that shit, S-C-H-I-T, little show. And y'all, he said that he could neither confirm nor deny shit would be returning or not returning. In other words, he didn't know. Who gives a shit, right? Y'all, then I was in the shower, and I was, Saturday afternoon, y'all, I had taken some poke out of the freezer, and I had those, you know, that squash and zucchini and the onions, y'all. I marinated those on for right night. And put them on a skewers, and y'all, I put some soy sauce and some seasoned pepper and some salt on them, and y'all, then Saturday afternoon, I cooked that on the grill, Big Fatty, so that was my supper, y'all. It was quite tasty, and then y'all went out to the Connections. We went out to the Connections, and let's see, who all was there, y'all? We had Durwood, and we had Granny. And a friend of Durwood's and a friend of Granny's. And y'all, then an old friend, we'll call him Carrie. Big Betty, why? Because that's his name. Yes, Big Betty. He was in town. He had moved to Virginia. He was in town. He came and had cocktails with us. Yes, Big Betty. And y'all, they started buying those damn shots, and Big Fatty had his beverages, and I was on the way home. Yes, Big Fatty. Then Sunday, I've been asleep. Big Fatty, it sounds like it's a Walnut Hills weekend. It truly was. Sunday I had my brofkas, and I fixed me some cone beef hash, and it was lovely, cause y'all, cone beef hash is always better when it's good and crispy. And y'all, so what I did, I put some butter in the pan, and I opened the can of cone beef hash, and I put it in there, and y'all, I just left it. I left it. I didn't turn it on high, but I put it on like a 7 out of 10, and y'all left it, and it got good and crispy because it had the good heat under it and everything. Y'all, then I flipped it over, and y'all, I had that while I was listening to that George in Atlanta little show Sunday morning. And y'all, then Sunday afternoon, y'all, Big Fatty, we don't know. I laid down for a nip and nap. I got to go back. Saturday night, y'all, I crawled into the love chamber. And I had the grin doctor on. Big Fatty, what do you need a dentist for on Saturday night at midnight? Just Yes. Anyway, and y'all, this 27-year-old Herbert Werner, and y'all, he was all interested in all kinds of things that Big Fatty shares an interest with. So we chitter-chatted for a while, and I said, "Well, if you ever want to get together and sort of test your limits, Big Fatty, just let me know." And he says, "Yes, Big Fatty." And I hadn't heard from him today. But anyway, Sunday has just been a sloth of a day. Y'all, I really hadn't done jack shit. But y'all, I am prepared. I did prepare to get ready for my brother and sister-in-law coming in, because, you know, y'all had to fumigate the place after Dr. Stone, Big Fatty, was here, and, you know, filled the turnip. Big Fatty, I thought he was a home pooper. Well, he's a villa pooper, too. Big Fatty! And had to get all the sheets washed and changed and everything. And so I'll be ready for their arrival on Thursday afternoon. Now, y'all, just to let you know ahead of time, I'll be pre-recording a little show. So y'all, if you love Big Fatty, we all love Big Fatty. It would be lovely. It would just be lovely if you'd call in and give me some voice letters, give a little content, or ask a question, or maybe y'all, you know, no one's called in to blow it out, Big Fatty. You know, maybe you want to do that. Yes, Big Fatty. Granny blows it out all the time. It's true. Y'all, Sunday night, I'm going to have me a glass. Oh, I had a couple of glasses of wine Friday night. Yes, Big Fatty, feeling no pain. And I'm going to have the last glass from the bottle of Moose Pea wine Sunday night. And Big Fatty, that should help you sleep like a baby. Yes, Big Fatty. And I'll watch the quiz programs and all. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, do you remember the self-appointed resident historian of the BFO? Yes, Big Fatty, he unsubscribed. Yeah, that's Brian in Boston. Y'all, well, you know, Brian in Boston's got him a hot little boyfriend over in the Spain, Mexico. And y'all, his name is Jamie. Jamie wrote to Big Fatty and said, "Herbert Werner, I need you to help me. Next September, I'm flying to the U.S. of A to see my boyfriend Brian from Boston, and I want him to wear a wrestler onesie for me because I have a thing for wrestlers, but he seems not very interested. Could you please ask him to be a bit more cooperative? I don't want this to be our first crisis." A big hug from Mexico. And y'all, so if you see Brian in Boston on the Twitter or the FaceSpace, tell him to go get him a singlet. Yes! Oh, dear, I see. Big Fatty, nothing like publicly embarrassing Brian from Boston. Well, he's unsubscribed. He'll never hear it. Yes, Big Fatty. Anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. Big Fatty, it's getting dark in here. I think we're about to have some red rain. Yes, Big Fatty. Anyway, like I say, I think it's Big Blue 82 on the 20, so y'all look for that Brian in Boston. Y'all, at the beginning, speaking of wrestling singlets, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Hat Show, the Toucan and Beanie, and Turnip Head, and Dr. Stone. If people want to give me content for the Friday show, what should they do? Yes?
619 Ruined 1.
What is that? I've never heard of this number.
Oh, call it! Call it, please! For the love of hydrogen, call it!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.